This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. As we saw in our last two visits, though 1 Timothy is a practical book on how to lead a church aright, Paul periodically, in the midst of his instruction, burst forth in spontaneous praise to God for who he is and what he has done. Again, in chapter 6, while affirming the certainty of Christ's return, he writes in verses 15 through 16, "God, the blessed and only ruler, the King of kings and Lord of lords, who alone is immortal and who lives in unapproachable light, whom no one has seen or can see, to him be honor and might forever. Amen." In the light of Christ's certain return for his own, God, who will make this happen at the appointed time, is the blessed and only ruler. The picture is of one who possesses all the power necessary to rule as a potentate. He unabashedly rejoices in his unique status as being king over all kings and lord over all lords. The kings and lords of the world may boast and rattle their swords, but ultimately they all will bow before the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, the unique sovereign potentate. He is immortal in that he is incapable of dying. He not only exudes unapproachable light, he is immersed and at home in unapproachable light that engulfs him. No one has ever seen him or can see him. They would be struck dead instantly. All there is for us to do when we grasp mentally something of this glory is to humbly bow and declare honor and might or power to him forever. Amen. So be it. In this hymn of praise, Paul spontaneously reminds Timothy who it is he is serving and to whom he is accountable.